Good morning, everybody. Scott here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and happy Monday. The Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. tonight at City Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve a $10 increase per 1,000 gallons for water service for Pigeon and Caseville Township. If approved, the increase will begin on January 1st and be reflected on the April 1st bill. The council will also review a request from the Caseville Chamber of Commerce to host Shanty Days for February 14th, to have an entertainment tent in Riverside Park, a snowmobile show at Memory Park, and request for a temporary liquor license. Also, Kylie Braun, who is a CPA with Nitsky and Fopel PC Agency, will present the findings of the audit for 2025. And because the state is pushing for more green energy development and has changed the law to limit local control, municipalities are drafting ordinances to try to protect local rights as much as they can. The Argyle Township Board of Trustees is among the townships that are reviewing, drafting, or changing ordinances regarding solar and wind energy. At the last meeting, the board discussed and reviewed a proposed solar and battery energy storage ordinance. Supervisor Jerome suggested the board continue to review the proposed ordinance at the next meeting, and the board agreed. There was also a brief discussion regarding the property along M-19 and Deckerville Road that is zoned commercial. One person was found dead on Saturday after a vehicle crashed through a guardrail and plunged into a pond. The individual's identity is being withheld pending notification to the family, according to the St. Louis Police Department, that's near Alma. Officers were called shortly after 8 a.m. about damage to a guardrail on North Main Street, south of Prospect Street. The caller did not witness the crash, but alerted authorities. Upon arrival, officers found evidence that indicated the vehicle had gone through the guardrail and entered the mill pond of the Pine River. No vehicle was visible from the road, and there were no tracks to suggest anyone had exited the river. Due to the steep riverbank and snowy conditions, officers were unable to access the area. Around 10:20 a.m., a dive team located a vehicle submerged under the ice in about 15 feet of water. The vehicle was towed from the water around 1:30 p.m., and one individual was found dead inside. The cause of the crash remains under investigation.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
President Donald Trump is claiming Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, hasn't read a U.S. authored peace proposal aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Trump was critical of Zelensky after U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators completed 3 days of talks aimed at trying to narrow differences on the U.S. administration's proposal. In an exchange with reporters on Sunday, Trump suggested that the Ukrainian leader is holding up the talks from moving forward. The president told reporters, quote, Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but I'm not sure that Zelensky's fine with it. Japan says Chinese military aircraft locked radar on its fighter jets even though there was a safe distance between them, denying Beijing's accusation of interference and renewing its protest over the incident. Japan and Australia urged calm after Chinese military aircraft locked radar on Japanese fighter jets. The incident came a month after Japan's leader made remarks on Taiwan that stirred tensions with Beijing. Japan's Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi called the act extremely regrettable and lodged a protest with China on Sunday. The radar lock happened Saturday near Okinawa, with Chinese aircraft intermittently targeting Japanese jets. No airspace was breached, and no injuries were reported. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.